Right. I'm Amanda Green, and I'm going to talk to you about the Patient Navigation Research Program Evaluation. Patient Navigation Research Program is frequently referred to as PNRP. I'm going to start off with a couple of definitions, then I'm going to give you a little bit of background about the program, and then I'm going to talk to you about how we're evaluating it. Okay. Patient navigation is a very popular theme these days, and so I want to talk about what it refers to in relationship to PNRP. And it's navigation services or the support and guidance offered to people, primarily populations experiencing cancer disparities. And we're looking at people who have had an abnormal cancer screening test or a cancer diagnosis. Patient navigators are the people who are trained, culturally sensitive healthcare workers. They may be healthcare professionals or lay people who've been trained, and they offer support and guidance to patients throughout the cancer care continuum. And they really help. We all know about this maze of our healthcare system, and they're there to guide people through that system. So a little bit of background about PNRP. It's a five-year cooperative grant funded by NCI. In 2005, NCI funded 8 sites, and then the American Cancer Society funded an additional site. The goal of it is to develop and test patient navigation interventions that will decrease the time from the time to quality standard cancer care. Thank you. Patient navigator roles vary. As you see up at the top, their primary role is navigation, which includes things like helping patients with transportation issues, financial issues, but it also, at some sites, includes other roles, including outreach into the community, collaborations with other community agencies and organizations, promotion of cancer screening, and encouraging patients to participate in clinical trials when appropriate. So why are we evaluating this program? Well, this is a schematic that kind of looks at, it's like you're looking up at the program, looking down on top of it. And we have patient navigation interventions that are there to help patients at various points along the continuum. For PNRP specifically, we start at the point of abnormal screening or a cancer diagnosis. And so we're really looking at interventions that decrease that time from screening to diagnostic resolution, either a non-cancer diagnosis or a cancer diagnosis, and then helping patients with the diagnosis to move to rapid initiation of treatment and then to follow through to end of primary treatment. We are measuring short and intermediate outcomes, including receipt of timely cancer care, patient satisfaction, and cost effectiveness. So why does NCI even have an evaluation contractor? Well, if you look at where all of these programs are, there are these 9 programs scattered across the country. They have different research models with all of them. And so the evaluation contractor coordinates across all of these sites, helps to collect data at a central location, aggregate it, report all those outcomes to NCI, and then also assist with technology transfer. So you've already seen this model a couple of times, and this is just showing the model that Dr. Taylor presented to you and how it's being applied to the evaluation of PNRP. And we do talk about this being cyclic, but sometimes, you know, we talk about steps 1, 2, 3, 4, but sometimes we go back and forth between those steps. So who are the primary stakeholders for PNRP? It's NCI, the principal investigators and all the research staff, the Community Advisory Board, who is representative of patients and also patients. we went through this whole cycle. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because I'll walk you through these different steps. But it's really clarification of objectives, expected outcomes, all the way through to developing evaluation questions, methods, collecting data. We run a data coordination center for both qualitative and quantitative data, analyzing the data, and then disseminating findings. We're frozen in time, y'all. So what is the role of the evaluator in this program? It is both for evaluation design and implementation of that evaluation, collection of findings, and dissemination of them. In addition, we're doing a limited cost-effective analysis. This also involves data coordination and then continually engaging the stakeholders, which none of this would happen without their input. This is the logic model. It's very small, hard to look at. The one thing I'd say to you about it is this is like this bird's eye view. You're looking down at the program and you're looking at, okay, what are the inputs? What kind of activities are going on? And then there are short-term outcomes, which we're looking at both on an annual and end of five-year period, intermediate outcomes, and the summative or long-term outcomes really will not be measured in this evaluation. Oh, there we go. The next thing is really once we've clarified what the objectives and expected outcomes are of this program is developing evaluation questions, and these address both process and outcomes. And under process questions, it deals with navigator interventions, their training, their caseload matching of patient and navigator characteristics, evaluating the difference between the impact of being a professional, such as a nurse or social worker, versus a lay navigator. The outcomes that we're looking at are those time variables that I mentioned before, patient satisfaction, improvement in quality of life, and cost effectiveness of the intervention. For data collection, the principal investigators and their staff, along with NCI and NOVA Research, the evaluator, developed over 600 common data elements to collect quantitative data. And so we've categorized those data elements into these different sections that you can see on this slide. For patients, we're collecting sociodemographic information, and then we're collecting specific information about the four cancers being looked at in this PNRP program, and that's breast, cervical, colorectal, and prostate. In addition, there are several instruments that are being collected or surveys. There's two satisfaction surveys, the impact of events scale, and some other instruments. For patient navigators, we're looking at how their sociodemographic variables may impact the outcomes of this program. We're looking at their performance, and there is a performance checklist that's been developed. And then patient navigators keep what's referred to as a tracking log, where for each individual patient enrolled in the program, they identify patient barriers, and then they track which activities they or interventions they have to resolve or reduce these barriers. In addition, for the cost effectiveness study, we look at resources and cost of the program. The common data elements are uploaded by the various sites on a quarterly basis. They're uploaded to a central database at NOVA, which the data is then cleaned and put into an analytical database. So I showed you the logic model, but we also developed an evaluation matrix in conjunction with NCI. This kind of like the logic model is a bird's eye view. The evaluation matrix is a blueprint to help guide us, and we go back and we revisit these to make sure it's on, we're on target. So the evaluation matrix, I have put a sample here. I know this is hard to read, but I'm just going to walk you through what the steps would be. So in this sample, we took one of the objectives of the program, reduce the time between an abnormal screening and definitive diagnosis. And the expected outcome there is decreased time. The evaluation question is, compared to controls, do navigated patients receive more timely cancer care? Then we have indicators, both from navigated and control patients. We have specific data elements that come from both the common data elements and some qualitative studies. And for this particular example, data elements are patient demographics and the time variables related to diagnostic workup and treatment. Information sources, it's very important that when you're putting this together, you think about where is this data going to come from, and we're very clear it comes from enrolled patients and medical record abstraction. So at this point, once we have the data collected, we're ready to analyze it, and for this, we do both quantitative analysis, looking at descriptive, multivariate, and trend analysis, and then qualitative analysis is primarily from focus groups and in-depth interviews done with a variety of people involved in the program. The limited cost-effective analysis involves summary measures of program cost, cost-consequence analysis, and incremental cost-effectiveness. So at this point, I'm going to show you just a few numbers that are as of June 30th of this year. The nine of the sites are looking, all nine sites are looking at breast cancer. Five of the nine sites are also looking at cervical, five are looking at colorectal, and three are looking at prostate. So we have two sites that are covering all of the different cancers, and then we have a variation between how many cancer sites each of the PNRP programs cover. The total number of projected patients to be enrolled in this study, including both controls and navigated patients, is about 22,000. As of June 30th, we had about 1,200 patients enrolled. We are currently analyzing our fourth quarter data, and that number is about double that of enrollees. So I just wanted to show you a few of the characteristics of navigated patients as of June 30th. I do want to let you know one of the sites which their target population is American Indian Alaska Native. Their data is not in this set of data here. So the mean age of navigated patients is about 41 years of age. We have about a fourth of the patients are African American or black. About 43% are Hispanic Latino. We know that we have a lot larger than 1% of our patients that are AIAN, but we don't have that data in this slide. And about a fourth are Caucasian. When you look at this, it's interesting that of the navigated patients, about 90% of them are female, but that's because all of our sites, all nine of the PNRP sites are looking at breast cancer, where when you look at those cancers that affect men, prostate and colorectal, fewer sites are looking at those. Another interesting thing is about 20% of our population, as of June, English was a second language, or they did not speak English at all. Okay, so this is just showing characteristics of the navigators and how these might match as of June. And as of June 30th, there were 54 navigators among the nine programs. And as you see, the age and race ethnicity is pretty similar to what you saw in the previous slide. Gender, we have a few more male navigators than we did male enrollees, and primary language is similar. So how are evaluation findings from this going to be used? Well, I think if you think back to that CDC framework of evaluation that Dr. Taylor showed, it's really looking at what have we learned from this, what are the best practices that can be shared with other programs who are interested in looking at patient navigation. Just to let you know, patient navigation has only had limited evaluation in a research setting. So this study is really going to be the first study that will really assess the effectiveness of navigation. Just to let you know, right now in this country there are well over 100, and some people say 200 patient navigation programs, but they are operating without any evidence to back up their practice. The other thing is evaluation findings will be used to see if patient navigation really affects the timely receipt of cancer care. It will look at support long-term research on reduction and elimination of disparities, and also help to give us an idea if navigation services can be provided in a cost-effective manner, and if they can, potentially there may be insurance reimbursement for these services. Well, while we're waiting for this last slide, I'll tell you what it says. It's what we've learned from this evaluation to date. And we have found that decision by consensus takes time. Duh, that's nothing new to most of y'all. But to let you know, to develop the quantitative data elements took well over 12 months. And then in the last 12 months, they've been continually refined. Hopefully, we're pretty close to what we're going to keep going with. How we specify out this evaluation in theory and in practice, sometimes we've had to adjust our theory or really to make it practical. The nine sites have very different models of patient navigation. Their research design varies. Some sites are doing random assignment at the individual level, and some of them are doing random assignment at the clinic level. Also, the geographic settings of these clinics vary. It's everything from inner city to rural areas, and their target populations vary. We are continually addressing internal and external threats to validity, and we are working through how this varied program will be evaluated or analyze the data from it. So I'd really like to acknowledge the Center to Reduce Cancer Health Disparities evaluation team, where this study could not happen without it. Dr. Taylor, Dr. Garcia, Dr. Chu, and Dr. Van Dyne. And then, of course, all of the PNRP grantee sites, the PIs, and all of their research staff have been crucial in this. Thank you.